Well, our next guest went 12-3 in the Chronicle Telegram picket line last week. He's tied for fifth with 109 wins on the year, and he needs a down week from Todd Shapiro, who's in first place with 113 wins. I think he could make up four games in the final week of the season. He's a celebrity, and he's an all-star. No question about that. So important, he deserves a police escort on his way out to Mentor to cover the Elyria Pioneers Mentor Cardinals tonight. Tim Gebhardt with the Chronicle Telegram joining us right now. Tim, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, Bo. How are you doing?
So far.
And thanks for the introduction.
Oh, of course. Well, should be an interesting night tonight. So many wonderful matchups in Week 10, not only here in Lorain County, but down in Medina County as well. Taking a look at these Week 10 games tonight, let's pick out three. Which three are the most intriguing to you?
Well, you know, right away I look at Elyria Catholic. They've got a chance to at least tie for the Great Lakes Conference Championship. They have to beat Rocky River. Valley Forge and Bay are playing in the other game, so one of those teams will be knocked out of the tie. But it's not going to be easy for Elyria Catholic. Rocky River always, you know, is always a tough challenge for them. And, of course, they've got more on their mind than just Rocky River. They've got a chance maybe to sneak in with a home playoff game next week with a win. That's a big game for Elyria Catholic. I'll be interested and see what happens over there.
What a turnaround from a season ago. And I know we've talked about that before, but that really is impressive that we're not only talking about them trying to win and get in, but the fact that EC is trying to win and host a playoff game.
Right, exactly. They were 3-7 a year ago, but they did have a lot of the players back, you know, and you kind of saw that maybe they could put it together. I think Coach over there has done a great job.
Let's pick out two others, Tim, as we take a look at the Week 10 high school football slate. Let's pick out two others that are awfully intriguing to you as well.
Well, you know, I don't know if locally people are particularly interested in it or not, but you've got Solon and Medina. Solon's got a chance to tie for that GCC conference with Euclid and Mentor. They've all beaten each other. Basically, Solon beat Mentor, Mentor beat Euclid, Euclid beat Solon. And the only team that I kind of worry about is Solon going over to Medina to play the Bees. The Bees are dangerous, as you know. They could pull the rug out from underneath the Comets, and maybe that GCC will end up in a two-way tie instead of a three-way tie.
Yeah, no question about that. All what makes this Week 10 slate so interesting and fun for us to watch. And, boy, you've alluded to one or two teams already here, but of the teams in the area that will not make the playoffs, which ones do you think are the most intriguing heading into the off season? Whether it be because they've got a decent chunk of juniors set to come back for next year, or maybe they've shown some promise heading into the final few weeks of the season?
Boy, that's a great question. I guess, you know, I always look at that Southwestern Conference and schools like Midview and North Ridgeville that both had disappointing seasons this year. I kind of think Midview could bounce back. That, you know, they've got a great coaching staff over there and a great tradition that they've established over the last, you know, 10 years or so. And I think the Rangers are one of those teams. I thought this year might be the breakout year for them. They had a lot of people coming back. I think those two schools might be worth watching for next year. You know, obviously, Bo, you know, you and I know the Avons, the Avon Lakes of the world, they're always going to be tough. Clearview's probably always going to be, you know, one of the leaders in that Stripes division of the pack. Of course, that's going to change next year to a Lorain County flavor. They're some of those teams are going to be moving out of there, Buckeye and Lutheran West and so forth. So that'll have an entirely different look next year.
I think that could be one of the bigger stories in the area as far as high school football goes anyways, the reconstruction of the pack or whatever it decides to be known as after that. But that's going to be an interesting follow in the offseason for sure. And, you know, I think what's fascinating too is you have a lot of guys who have become household names here in the high school football sense over the last couple of years anyways, the Kennedy Scagliozzos, the Brandon Colemans of the world, the Ryan Malloys of the world, and Connor Riggs, and the list goes on and on and on. But you'll see an opportunity for some of these younger kids to emerge next season, because a lot of these guys who have been high school football stars the last couple of years are going to move on. Who are some of the younger guys who have burst onto the scene this year that you really think could make a name for themselves next year when they get some more playing time?
Well, you know, when you put it like that, all the names that come to mind, they're all seniors. And you're right. There's going to be a big void next year in the talent. Maybe you never know from one year to the next. You got to look at Lorraine a little bit again. Dower's going to be back next year for his senior season. I know that he was hurt for a series of games this year, two or three games he missed, and that took away from his stats and so forth this year. But that's a kid that I like him personally. He's a bright kid, an outstanding athlete, good student, and I think that's somebody to watch for maybe the early candidate for next year's Golden Helmet.
Well, that takes us right into our next question, my friend. The Golden Helmet Award winner race is certainly heating up. We mentioned some pretty big names there a few moments ago. Who are some of the front runners in your mind?
Well, you got a Scagliozzi of Amherst. You've got to start with him, I would think. I think I told you the last time we talked that I thought Brian Malloy of Avon certainly deserves a lot of looks or whatever. He's been the quarterback of Avon this year, kept them pretty much on the steady, and they've had some injuries over there that he's had to work through, as far as not himself, but some of the personnel that he's had to work with. His running back was out for a while. A couple of his receivers has been in and out of the lineup. So he's had to overcome all that. And they seem like they're really on a nice little roll right now at the end of the season. I look for them to move along in the playoffs. And I think Malloy probably will garner a lot of looks or whatever for that Golden Helmet. I'm not on that committee, so I don't know. I think Tim Alcorn has a say in that. And I'm not sure how Tim's leaning, but I would think that those two, Scagliozzi and Malloy, certainly would be right up there at the top of the heap. You know, there's a couple of athletes over there at Clearview. Engel is one that comes to mind. Drew Engel's had an outstanding season for them. Is the quarterback at Midview, is he a senior also?
Yes.
You've mentioned him before. He's had a pretty good year. Is he just a junior?
No, Andrew Gooch, he's a senior.
Okay, so he's another one that might get some consideration. The only thing that may hold him back is the overall record of the Middies.
Well, and it's too bad he's a senior too, because, boy, he can sling it around. He's got a pretty good arm on him as well.
Right.
Yeah, there's
right.
No question. Again, Tim Gebhardt with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, let's take a look at the teams that remain in this playoff race. And we could at least have a handful here from Lorain County moving on to the postseason, depending on what happens here tonight. I think you alluded to this a little bit earlier, but which teams do you think have the best chance to make the deepest run in the postseason?
Well, I think, first of all, I mentioned Avon, and they've got the tradition. They've got the coaches. That's a team that you always have to look at. I think Avon Lake, hopefully they can put themselves back together again. They've kind of had a rough couple of weeks here. I know they beat North Ridgeville a couple of weeks ago, but it was a struggle, and they lost, of course, last week to Olmsted Falls, a very good Olmsted Falls team. By the way, this week maybe they've got a chance to get themselves back some momentum. They're playing at Midview. It'd be interesting to see what Avon and Berea Midpark do, because Midpark is just a scoring machine, as you know, and that's going to be an interesting game to watch to see how they do going into the playoffs with maybe another win and a chance to go 9-1.
Well, Avon Lake may get another crack at Olmsted Falls, depending on how the playoff picture develops here tonight. But that's a team they could potentially see in the first round, and that would be a rematch I'd be very, very interested in watching, no question about that. Tim, before we cut you loose, my friend, obviously when we talk about surprises, we discussed Elyria Catholic's incredible turnaround this season. I would say that might be the biggest surprise because of the gigantic turnaround that they've experienced. But outside of EC's turnaround, what are some of your other big surprises here in the 2018 season?
Well, you know, I guess I'd have to look, and this is outside of our area, really, but I've been kind of intrigued and fascinated with how Valley Forge has come around. If you recall, it was just a couple of three seasons ago that they struggled to get wins at all, and now they're 6-3, have a chance to tie for the Great Lakes Conference. They've got a chance to go into the playoffs. That's a team or a school that I think is really kind of over the last, oh, let's say 4 or 5 years, have kind of turned their program around and given themselves a real chance at, you know, the conference and even on and into the playoffs.
Well, it's going to be very, very interesting to see how the cards fall tonight, but we should know a lot about what the playoff picture will look like next week after they blow the final whistle tonight. Tim, a pleasure as always to have you on, my friend. Safe travels out to Mentor and back this evening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, Bo. Have a good afternoon and a good show tonight.